Hello everyone, and welcome to this time of worship with Jody and Stuart here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Because it's the third week of Advent, we're going to light our Advent candle, which is in the church, but I'm just lighting the Christingle, but it'll do. So this is the lighting the candle for the third week. As we light this candle, as we light this Advent candle, let us remember that God holds together the past and the future. Our times are in his hands. Let us recall how Zechariah stood between the old and the new, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesied the coming of salvation. Father, fill us with your Holy Spirit, so that we too may discern the old and the new in our world and in our lives. Be with each of us and meet us wherever we find ourselves. Amen. And Jody's going to come and read the reading from Luke chapter 1, verse 67 through to 80.
His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel.
Thanks, Jody. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that as we reflect upon this song, upon this story, that you would bring it alive to us by your Holy Spirit and speak into our present circumstances. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're continuing in our short series, the Songs of Advent, and this week we're looking at Zechariah's song. Now, to give you a bit of background on the story of Zechariah, Zechariah was struck dumb by the angel Gabriel in verse 20 when he was on duty in the temple and told that him and his wife Elizabeth were going to give birth to a son. And then later, at the circumcision and naming ceremony, Zechariah is told what name does he want his child to be called, because it would be the usual tradition to call the child after yourself, you know, to Bob Jr. or whatever, so to speak. And when he writes down on a writing tablet, not the tablets we have, but a writing tablet, and he writes down, the name is John. And it's at that precise moment, it says in verse 64, immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. And it's at this point that he bursts into song. It's almost like you could see him in a character in a musical who gets up and starts singing. And in verse 67, it said that he was filled with the Holy Spirit, with God's power, and he prophesies or tells forth God's purposes. And he starts in verse 68 with praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. And praise is always a good place to start. Often in my own prayers, I neglect this and go too quickly to start asking God for things or interceding for things. But it's good to start with praise, because praise gives us a sense of the right perspective in worship, that God is worthy of our praise and worship first and foremost, that he is our creator, our liberator, our provider, our saviour. Zechariah can see in this 8-day-old baby that God is at work, and speaks as if he has already set his people free, saying, because he has come to his people and redeemed them, or liberated them, or set them free. He can see the fulfillment of God's promises. And in these following verses, there's echoes of 2 Samuel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, the Psalms, Micah, Genesis, Malachi, all in this song. I'm not going to enumerate all the particular references to these different parts of the Bible, but if you're interested, I can give you a list of them if you want a copy. But we see here the fulfillment of the Old Testament, of God's purposes, in what Zechariah prophesies in those verses. In verse 76, Zechariah addresses himself to his 8-day-old son and calls him a prophet who will go before the Lord, the Messiah, preparing the way for him. And that is precisely John's role as an adult, preaching in the desert as he prepares the way for Jesus and his ministry. Verse 77 is key here, where it talks about the knowledge of salvation, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. People then and now need knowledge of salvation. How can they know about their salvation if no one tells them? John pointed people to Jesus, and we likewise have the same task to point people to Jesus, to find in him the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. It is in and through his death and resurrection that we are forgiven and set free from our sins. But we need to receive this gift if we have not done so already. We're a bit like Zechariah when he was struck dumb. We are reluctant and reticent to share our faith. We need, like Zechariah, to be set free from our dumbness. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be prophets, speaking of God and his forgiveness, like John the Baptist and like Jesus. Verse 78 speaks of God's tender mercy, like the sun rising upon us coming from heaven, where it says, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun comes to us from heaven. It's a lovely phrase, that, the tender mercy of our God. Here the image is used, Jesus comes from heaven, and one day he will come again from heaven and shine upon us like the sun in all his glory. We need him to shine upon us even now. In verse 79, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. We are living in darkness and the shadow of death. It does feel like that at the moment, but we have the promise that he will shine upon us even now and guide our feet into the path of peace. He knows the right way for us, the path of peace. Zechariah was an old man. He probably never saw the fulfillment of his prophecy, his son. But he looked forward in hope, and we, like him, look forward to the fulfillment of God's promises, even if we don't see them in our lifetimes. We have hope and faith that God's promises of salvation and peace will come to fruition. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Zechariah, for his prophecy, his song of salvation. Thank you that he looked forward in hope. We thank you that we've seen the fulfillment of that in John the Baptist and in the life of Jesus. And we look to the fulfillment of all your promises and purposes when Christ comes again in glory. In his name we pray. Amen. Let's pray for ourselves and the wider world. Let us pray. Loving God, into the earthly deserts of hopelessness and sin, you are coming with the water of healing and forgiveness. Lives that are grey, dismal and barren will blossom with beauty, joy and love. The Messiah came to bring sight to the blind. Loving God, we pray for the visually impaired. And for those who are spiritually blind, who stumble sightlessly along life's rocky path. Light of the world, may they see your face. The Messiah came to heal the lame. Loving God, we pray for those with disabilities, and for all those who struggle on their daily journeyings, burdened by poverty, anxiety, by guilt or fear. Living way, may they walk and leap with you. The Messiah came to cleanse the leper. Loving God, we pray for the outcasts of today. And for those who feel alone and unloved, forgotten by a society that doesn't seem to care. Friend and Saviour, may they feel your loving touch. The Messiah came to bring hearing to the deaf. Loving God, we pray for those with poor hearing. And for all those who are deaf to your word, hearing only the noisy clamour of the world. Word of salvation, may they hear your call. The Messiah came to raise the dead. Loving God, we pray for the recently bereaved. and for all those whose lives are empty and dark, entombed by feelings of hopelessness and sorrow. Victor over death, may they find new life in you. We make our prayers joyfully in the name of him who came to bring good news to the poor and to all humankind. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. I'll close with an Advent blessing. Look forward in hope to the coming of your Saviour. Prepare the way for Christ your Lord. Welcome him with love and faith when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and have a good week. Go well, and God bless.